conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, how to be healed and how to stay healed. And we started to find out that many people feel they need to be punished because of some sin that's been in their life. And so we have to understand that Jesus took all of our punishment for all of our sin. And we're looking at Hebrews 9:14, which says He cleansed our conscience. His blood has cleansed our conscience. So we need to wash our brain, our mind, our conscience with the Word of God to get that thought pattern out of our lives that God is a just God. Yes, He is. And He has to judge punishment and punish sin. Yes, that's true. And He did on Jesus Christ so that you don't have to be judged and punished for that sin. So we have an advocate with the Father, and the blood of Christ has made me righteous, cleanses me, and the blood of Christ cleanses my conscience. So I want to pick up again in Hebrews 9:14 where He says those words, and you need to say those words out of your own mouth. So let's get free from this bondage of sickness and sin that continually plagues us in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Let's join the service right now.
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience? Wow. The blood of Christ, say this, the blood of Christ cleansed my conscience. Say it. You at home say it as well. Everyone say it again. The blood of Christ has cleansed my conscience. Praise God. So guilt and condemnation can't keep me in bondage to sickness and disease another day. Guilt and bondage, guilt and condemnation cannot keep me in bondage to whatever that I'm believing should happen to my life. And one of the areas is sickness. Another area is finances. Another area is divorce. Another area is chaos. We got this kind of stuff. Because I've done this, there's going to come chaos. Now, granted, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So you don't get in sin. And if you get in sin, you get out of it quicker. You've got an advocate with the Father. You're under the blood. Don't keep doing sin that is known, and you know about it, and you just keep living in it. You know, it's like you go, there's, if you do this, then that's going to happen. If you rob the 7-Eleven, you get caught, you're going to jail. Whether you're a child of God or not. Hello. There's many Christians sitting in jails today. Many more should be there. We just haven't been caught. So there remains no more punishment for me today. Do you hear what I just said? Ooh, that's a big one. Because religious, traditional thinking people that have been brought up in certain religions and certain doctrines, the clothes you wear can get you into hell. Yeah. I'm telling you. The clothes that you wear can get you into hell. And people will say that, you know, like, I mean, certain denominations, they get outside of God's Word. We've got to stay in the middle of the lane, in the middle of the highway, with the light of God's Word shining on you. I have got no more punishment coming to me because of sin in my life. I keep myself as pure as I can, as best I can. We all make mistakes, but I've got an advocate with the Father.
I got the blood of the Lamb. So I try my best. And when I slip up, I get back in. I stay in my covenant rights with my Father, with Jesus and what He's done for me. So guilt and condemnation is not going to grab a hold of me in any area.
No.
No area. And if you made a mistake, just stop doing it. Say, Lord, I'm sorry, and move forward. That's a loving, caring God is.
Yes, He is.
He cares about us. His mercy is forever. His mercy endures how often and how long? Forever. His mercy endures forever. That means when I get to heaven as a child of His mercy is still going to endure. When I stand before the white throne judgment or my judgment for rewards, He's not going to show a video screen to the whole world of every bad thing I ever did. His mercy endures even over there. Forever. I mean, serious. I thought that God was going to do that. Someone told me that God was going to show a big screen to the whole world of every sin I ever committed in the split of a second. You know, and everyone was going to see it in the world. And that scared me. It really did. Amen. Especially when you're young. You don't know any different.
Amen.
Amen. So guilt and condemnation are gone. Go with me to Matthew 8. Matthew 8, verse 13. I'm reading from the New King James. Remember, sickness is going for good now. Stop hanging on to it through guilt and condemnation. You deserve healing. Oh, that's a hard one to tell someone. You deserve to be healed. Well, Paul said, give me scripture for that. Okay, what about the woman that was bowed over for 18 years? Yeah, what about it? Well, she was in the temple, and Jesus was sitting in the temple, and the Pharisees and Sadducees and wouldn't sees and couldn't sees were sitting in the temple, and they were looking at Jesus to see if He was going to heal her. And He looked and He said, this woman, who is a daughter of Abraham. Now, Abraham had died thousands of years ago, but she was in covenant. This woman, who is a daughter of Abraham, has a right to be healed. She has a right to be healed. If you're in covenant with God, you have a right. You deserve healing. Not because of what you've done, not because of your good looks, because of your good behavior, because of any other reason, but the fact that Jesus Christ made atonement for you. He's received you into covenant, and now it's yours. Healing belongs. It's a bread of the children. Remember when the woman came and said, come and heal my daughter, a Syrophoenician, not even a child of God, not even in covenant. Come and heal my daughter. She's vexed with the spirit. He said, you can't give the bread that belongs to the covenant children to the outside the world. And then even when she said, you're right, Lord, but even the little puppies eat the crumbs. He said, your faith is great. You've got what you need.
Amen. Wow.
Not even in covenant. God is a merciful God. He's a loving, caring Father. He's incredibly loving. Amen. And so you deserve to be healed and you deserve to stay healed.
Amen.
Oh, that's all. Say, I deserve healing.
I deserve healing.
Because of Jesus and the finished work of the cross. It's all up. It's all what He's done. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
No other name but the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
He's worthy of honor, worthy of glory, and worthy of power and praise. He did it. Praise hallelujah. And so then watch out. Verse 13. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. He did it to an unsaved, out of covenant person. And he did it to one that's in covenant. God is merciful. And God will save everybody who comes to Him.
Amen.
That, listen, the centurion came to Jesus. And Jesus, when you come to Him, He will reply and give you what you need. But you've got to come on His terms, not your terms. Amen. And so, now Jesus had come to Peter's house. He saw his wife's mother laying sick with a fever. Peter's wife's mother laying sick with a fever. Peter's wife's mother. In other words, Peter was married. Correct?
Yes.
And the main denomination, or a major denomination, consider him to be the first pope. Okay, verse 15. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. He heals. He heals people.
Yes, he does.
He's not holding. He's not withholding.
Amen.
He's not holding back.
Come on.
When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. All. He is an incredible God who is merciful, loving, gentle, and kind. He healed all who were sick and demon-possessed. He cast them out with a word and healed all who were sick. That it might, now watch verse 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He took my sin and bore my sin. He took my shame and bore my shame. He took my fear and bore my fear. Because remember, he said, you're no longer a slave to fear because you got the spirit of adoption, no longer to fear. He did this for us. He took it so we don't have to. I mean, you can't get a better deal than this. You can't get a better deal in your life ever.
Amen.
You're not going to get any deal like that in your life ever.
Right.
Watch it. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Oh my goodness. What is that talking about? Well, let's see. Go with me to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. And we're looking at verse 4. Now watch what he says here. Talking about Jesus, he wasn't there yet, he was coming. Surely he, Jesus, has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Now I want to read that again to you. And I'm going to just give you a little bit of a... I just want to add some of my vocal change in certain parts. You watch this. Surely he, Jesus, has borne our griefs, not his, ours, and carried our sorrows, carried my sorrows, your sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But it wasn't for him that it was done. He was wounded for our transgressions and sins. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, the whipping on his back, we, you and me, are healed. Nothing for himself. All for you and me.
Amen. Come on.
Amen. Come on. Where are you going to get a better deal on your in your planet life ever?
Yeah, he did it all for us.
He did it all. Wow. Goodness. So what does all that mean? Well, let's break it down from the strong concordance. Okay. Born. He has borne our griefs. Okay. That means taken away. He took it on himself. He took it away from us. Griefs. Sickness, disease, anxiety. Anxiety included in griefs. Sickness, disease, and griefs, anxieties. So griefs, he took away. He has borne our griefs. He has taken away our sickness, our disease, our anxiety. And carried our sorrows. That means grief, pain, sorrow, both physical and mental. This is all out of the concordance. Sorrows, grief, pain, sorrow, both physical and mental. Our iniquities, guilt and perversiveness. Wow. Our guilt and perversiveness. There's your guilt. Gone. No condemnation, no guilt. Transgressions, rebelliousness, sin, and trespasses. That's powerful stuff. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Chastisement, discipline, and corrections. He was disciplined and corrected in my place, in your place. and stripes, whipping and bruises.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available.